What are the best business development questions? I've got five of them for you today on this episode of the Inside BS Show. Here are your five very important, powerful business development questions. You see them coming in here on the screen. First is why me? We'll talk about those. Second is who else? Going to get into that in great detail. The third is how much? And that's not what you think. The fourth is what if? And you're going to want to know what if specifically. And then the fifth is when. And then at the end of our time together today, I'm going to give you a powerful question, probably the most important question, the one question you don't want to miss. Those are the five questions. And your bonus question, if you want to get all of those, you got to join me for this episode of our show. Let's dive right into the content right now and start with number one. So the first set of questions is what I call why me questions. And here's an example of a why me question. So, Mr. Prospect, tell me, why am I here? You were invited to this business development meeting, and you need to know why you're there. You want to know what problem the prospect is experiencing now. What we do in business development is we solve problems in exchange for a financial compensation. So we need to know what the problem is. We need to know what's going on. So when you sit down with the prospect for the first time, you need to say, why am I here? Now, this may seem a little silly to you, right? You set up the meeting. You did exactly what I told you to do in other videos in setting up the meeting. You went over an agenda with them. But you need to hear from the prospect in his or her own words what the problem is. You can't tell them what the problem is. You need to hear it from them. Very, very important. Because when they say, I have this problem, and then you throw that word back to them, you have this problem, you just told me, it's their words, it's not yours. If you tell them, then they can say, no, I didn't say that. But if they say it, then you just parrot back to them what they said, the problem is real and it's confirmed. So why me questions are, so tell me, Mr. Prospect, why am I here? Mr. Prospect, what is the issue you're facing? Why did you ask for this meeting today? Mr. Prospect, thank you for inviting me in. Tell me, what are you hoping that I can do for you? Why did you ask for this meeting? Basically, why me? Why am I here? Those are the why me questions. Okay, the second set of questions that you want to ask, second set of business development questions that are critically important, who else? So, Mr. Prospect, who else is involved in this decision-making process? Mr. Prospect, who else in your company should we be talking to about this? I mean, who do I need to interview to get to the heart of the matter? Who else is involved in determining whether or not we're on track for the right solution? Who else do we need to speak to authorize this program? Who else questions are critical? Because they help determine what the decision-making process is going to be. So if you're looking for the best business development questions, you've got to ask who else is involved. And I know this is tough because you don't want to bruise the ego of the person sitting across the table from you. You want that person to think they're important. It's absolutely critical that you make sure you nurture their ego. So you don't cut them out. You don't say, well, Mr. Prospect, you're not the decision maker, are you? I mean, there's got to be somebody else we have to talk to. No. You say, Mr. Prospect, you and I together are probably going to need to make a case to a committee or to a board or to somebody to get this program authorized. Who else are we going to be talking to? Mr. Prospect, you didn't get into this mess with the company. Who else is responsible for creating this situation that we're going to have to work on together? Who else is essential? Because it determines the decision-making process. All right, the third set of questions that we have to get into for business development are how much questions. Now, these are some of the best business development questions. Mr. Prospect, how much is this costing you? Now, sometimes they're not going to know or they're not going to want to tell you, so here's some language you can use to soften that. So, Mr. Prospect, ballpark figure, round numbers, I'm not going to hold you to it. How much is this problem costing you? Mr. Prospect, how much is this costing you on an annualized basis? Mr. Prospect, if you had to guess, how much would you think this problem is costing your company each year? I mean, round numbers, ballpark figure, I'm not going to hold you to it. Hey, Mr. Prospect, off the record, nobody's going to write this down. How much do you think this problem is costing you? How much questions are essential, because that's how you prove the return on investment for what you're doing. This is especially powerful if you're in B2B business development. In a business setting, everything is about the return on investment. So for you, you want to figure out how much the problem's costing so that you can determine whether the solution will provide a 5 times or a 10 times or a 100 times return on investment. So how much questions are some of the best business development questions out there? The fourth set of questions that you want to ask are what I call what if questions. And here's how those go. Mr. Prospect, what happens if this doesn't get fixed? Mr. Prospect, what happens if we don't solve this problem? Now, it's really important when you're asking what if questions to make it personal. So, Mr. Prospect, what if this problem isn't solved? How would that impact you personally? What if we don't get this problem solved in the next 6 months? How is that going to affect you and your role here at the company? Mr. Prospect, what if this problem just is not addressed? What if you don't pick somebody to help you with this issue? What would happen to the company and what would happen to you? What if questions are important because they make the prospect think. And this entire process, these business development questions, the reason these are the best business development questions, it's because the prospect then reflects on the situation that they're in and they think to themselves, well, I guess I really need to solve this, because this process alone, answering these questions, has shown me that I'm really in deep doo-doo, I'm really in deep poop here, and I need to get this solved. All right, the fifth set of questions are when questions, and this determines the urgency. So, Mr. Prospect, when do you need to get this done? Mr. Prospect, when were you hoping to have this entire thing resolved? Mr. Prospect, when do you want to make this entire situation just go away? The when question tells you whether or not they have urgency. If they say, well, you know, now, or well, you know, in a few weeks, if they say that, you know that they're not really into the solution. They may just be exploring. But if they say, Dave, we got to get this done right now. You don't understand. My boss is breathing down my neck. When questions help you determine urgency. Now, there's another type of when question that you can add, and that's probably the most powerful question you can ask. And I'll get to that powerful question in just 1 sec. If you want an entire business development system that will help you close more deals, if you like what you're hearing today and you want more, I've got it for you for free. That's right, for free. I want you to download my entire business development system. Here's what you need to do. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com. That's revenueroadmapguide.com. There, you can enter your contact information, get instant access to my entire business development system. It's going to make your life so much easier. These questions are just a part of it. The rest of the system works like magic. You're not going to want to miss it. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com right now. Download your business development system immediately. Okay, here's the powerful question that I promised you. This powerful question is called, why now? And the reason it's called why now is because that's what you're going to ask. So it's similar to the when questions, but it's much more powerful. What you do is you lean across the table, or you sit and lean in if you're at lunch. You stop what you're doing really dramatically and you say, Mr. Prospect, you've had this problem for 5 years. Why do you need to solve it now? Mr. Prospect, you just told me you had this problem for 6 months. Why do you want to solve it now? If the problem is relatively new, you just lean in and say, Mr. Prospect, you just told me this problem is costing you so much money. It should have been fixed yesterday. Why now? This is when the prospect, if they're emotionally engaged in the conversation, is going to give you all the details. They're going to spill the beans. They're going to say, well, if I don't solve it now, my boss is going to be really mad. I might even get fired. I might not get the big promotion I want. I might have to work on weekends. You're going to find out what the motivation really is. You're going to find out what the urgency really is. That's the most powerful question. If you like what you saw here today, I've got more. All you need to do is scroll down in this video. Right below me right now is a video filling in. Click on that video right there. That's a whole playlist of business development videos. You want to be the best at business development? Watch that entire playlist, and I'll see you in our next video.